Heralds of Hope Incorporated presents Hope for Today.
Welcome to Hope for Today. We're so glad you joined us. The program you're listening to is produced by Heralds of Hope. We're an international gospel media ministry. Each week, our Bible teaching broadcasts circle the globe in English and 22 other major languages. Thousands tune in each week for spiritual encouragement and blessing. But radio ministry is just one part of what we do here at Heralds of Hope. We also distribute Bibles and literature, and our newest publication is the Hope Herald. It's a study guide designed to complement the teaching you'll hear on this broadcast. We would be happy to send you a copy of this study guide if you just write to us and ask for it. Stay tuned, and I will give you the contact information at the end of this program. It's good to be here with you again as we continue learning from the teachings of Jesus in John 15. In John 15 today, Jesus calls us friends, not servants. This truth is amazing. Jesus Christ, the focal point of history, the Son of God, the most powerful force in the universe. He calls us friends. Wow. When you try to describe that, words just fall short. Have you thought about the difference between a servant and a friend? Their ways of thinking are totally different, and it shows itself in all they do. Jesus calls us friends, not servants. Think back to the Old Testament, Exodus 21 to be exact. This passage gives us the rules and expectations for servants during the Old Testament period. However, there were some servants who chose to be a servant for the rest of their life. Instead of being set free, they would continue serving their master. The servant who made this choice would be radically different than the servant who was waiting for his freedom. They were still a servant, but it was much deeper than that. So, in the Old Testament, the Israelites were allowed to have other Israelites as their servants. However, God instructed the Israelites to let them go free in the seventh year. Their servants would serve them for 6 years. Then in the seventh year, they were required to let them go free. And when they were freed, they were not allowed to let them go with nothing. They were required to give them some of their flock and some of their harvest. This was not a cruel form of slavery. God wanted his children to remember they had been slaves in Egypt, and God redeemed them. As God had blessed them, they were to bless others, especially their servants. However, if the servant liked his master and wanted to stay with him and continue serving him, he could do that. They would take the servant to the door and put an awl through his ear into the door. This signified the servant would be a servant for life. Imagine the difference between a servant who had his ear pierced and one who was going to be free in a few years. I'm guessing all they did was affected by the changed mindset. As Christians serving Christ, we have a similar change in outlook. We are like the servant whose ear has been pierced. We have chosen to serve Christ, and we want to serve him the rest of our lives. Serving him is where we want to be. This is what we want to do. We're not working for our own freedom, just longing for the day when we can walk away. We're here, and we are his. He is our king. We are honored to serve him. And incredibly, through all this, Christ calls us friends. He doesn't look down on us as servants. Instead, we are friends. Romans 8 even calls us joint heirs with Christ. That's incredible. So we gladly serve him. But we are so much more than servants.
Now here is Pastor J. Mark with today's teaching.
The Lord wants each of us to be better people. He longs for us to have a higher life, a better life. In Jesus' words, an abundant life. Human beings are made in the image of God. we are made for fellowship with God, and we were made for His pleasure. But then sin came, bringing suffering and separation from a holy God. So God moved in the plan of redemption and sent Jesus to restore us in our relationship to the Father. But you know, too many people are satisfied where they are. For some reason, they believe that everything is locked in. Some religions claim there is nothing you and I can do. But faith in Jesus holds out the possibility of rising, of doing better, of growing, of being more than servants. The Bible says that to be a follower of Jesus will put a totally new outlook in your mind. In John chapter 15 and verses 9 to 17, Jesus explained to his disciples about being more than servants. So listen as I read that text, John 15, beginning with verse 9. As the Father loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you, and that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. You are my friends if you do whatever I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for a servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends. For all things that I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you, and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. These things I command you, that you love one another. Yes, more than servants, that's what Jesus said. He said, you are no longer servants, but you are my friends. Jesus' words to the disciples contain some encouraging statements for you and me to attain to the level of being more than servants. Let's begin where Jesus began. He said, obedience brings love. Jesus said, continue in my commandments, keep my commandments, and then you will abide in my love. And then he suggested how to do it. He said, that's the way I did. I kept my Father's commandments, and so I am abiding in his love. And if you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love. So continue in love. It's the Father, it's Jesus, and then it's you. His commandments are a way of life. They get right in there on the inside where our attitudes are and where our choices are made. It's the basic heart attitude of following in the commandments of Jesus. He said, that's the way, obedience is the way, that your joy is going to be full. Joy comes from obedience, and no one can love the Savior without obeying him. And then Jesus, at another time, asked this question, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do the things that I say? Yes, obedience brings love. He encouraged them, continue in my commandments, keep on doing them, and then you will continue to abide or live or dwell in my love. So, we could say, obedience brings love. Jesus then defined the commandment, and he explained how love brings friendship. What is this commandment? He said, this is my commandment, that you love each other as I have loved you. Now that is a very high standard. To love each other as Jesus loved us is, I say, a very high standard. In fact, Jesus said, no greater love has anyone than this, that a man should lay down his life for his friends. That is love's greatest act, a self-sacrificing act. To be a friend of Jesus is to follow him without any question or any argument. If you want to be above a servant, then your friendship must respond to Jesus in an unqualified, unquestioning way. You must do what he says. He said, this is my commandment, that you love each other as I have loved you. And that kind of love brings friendship. Listen to what Jesus said, "I do not call you servants anymore, I call you friends." I call you friends. Those are special words. And I would like to introduce you to the most wonderful friend there is. His name is Jesus, and love for him brings friendship. And then loving obedience grows into blessed friendship. And here's the third statement, friendship brings fellowship. A new kind of relationship, a very close relationship. Jesus spoke to the 12, "I don't call you servants anymore, because I have shared with you everything my Father has made known to me." Think about that. Everything I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you. And then Jesus went on to say, "You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you." My friend, that is a most wonderful relationship, to realize that Jesus is so much interested in you that he chose you. Yes, I think we can make that application. I know that he's talking to the disciples here, but I believe we can apply that to you and me as well. We are his disciples, and Jesus has chosen you and me. Now the question, of course, is how have you responded to that choice? Have you found the friendship that brings fellowship? That kind of fellowship is very real. It's close. It's intimate. And then there's a new result because Jesus said, "You are going to bear fruit, and your fruit is going to remain, because I have chosen you and ordained you and sent you out to bear fruit." My friend, I would like to help you to be more than a servant. What I want and what God wants is for you to be a friend of Jesus. These statements can help us so much in understanding our position as more than servants. Remember, obedience brings love, and love brings friendship, and friendship brings fellowship. Now, my friend, Jesus wants you and me to be his friends, and for that reason, he tells us what he did. Do you know him as your very own intimate friend? To add this new dimension to your life, these statements are highly important. You can be more than a servant. But what have you done about becoming Jesus' friend?
Was this teaching helpful? If you'd like a copy, either in print or a digital file, just contact us and ask for it by title, or log on to our website, heraldsofhope.org. The quickest way for you to connect with us is to send an email to mail@heraldsofhope.org. That email address is mail@heraldsofhope.org, or write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Remember, you can request a printed manuscript or a digital file of this teaching. We'd be happy to send one to you. And when you contact us, you can request our Bible study guide, Hope Herald. It follows these radio programs and will help you learn more about what we're studying from John's Gospel. So ask for your free copy of the Hope Herald today. Here's the contact information one more time. Our email address is mail@heraldsofhope.org, or write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. And don't forget, our Bible teaching programs are available to you all the time and anytime on our website, heraldsofhope.org. Now, I urge you to tune in next week as Pastor J. Mark continues our study from John's Gospel. You won't want to miss it. And until then, keep looking to Jesus. He's our hope for today and for every day.